This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
I'm Danny Hardwick. I'm from London and I am on an electrical course.
Welcome to the Trade Show today, where we're joined by Danny Hardwick, who has come all the way from London to do his electrical practical training with T4TS. Hi Danny, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Could you brief us on your career up to date, please?
Well, I used to do electrical, working as an electrical mate about 10 years ago, and like working for agencies all up in London, like worked in like Canary Wharf, London Palladium, loads of big sites, commercial and domestic. And for the last 9 years, I've been doing air conditioning. And now I actually work for Kia now, doing like maintenance. So I've had like a broad, and I do quite a bit electrical, like when I was doing air conditioning, and now doing with my job now. So it's good hands-on experience.
Oh, that's a very interesting career up to date, having to work in the heart of London, so to say. Yeah. Are you finding your previous experience, which I imagine you have plenty, useful to your practical training now?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, definitely. Especially with the practical training, yeah, it does come helpful, yeah. Like when you catch base and you realise, oh yeah, I've done that before. So it makes it easier. It's definitely easier if you've got practical experience beforehand, yeah.
And you have had 10 years of experience in the electrical industry itself. Are you finding some of the things you're doing in your practical training now different than perhaps you have been doing them before?
Yeah, maybe, because simple fact that regulations changes and that, so maybe what you didn't do before you do now, or what you used to do before you don't do now. So yeah, I do find some things, yeah, different than that.
And what are the most important qualities, do you think, which electricians need to have?
I don't know, just good commitment and really want to do the job. So yeah, if you like enjoy doing electrical, definitely something someone should get into. If you enjoy it or you want to be an electrician, it's something you should get into. It's a good trade to do. It's an enjoyable job. I like it anyway.
So you fancy changing career. You came to do your training with ATL. How are you finding your practical training, Danny?
Good. The ATL were really, really good. I like the ATL. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with them. Tutors are good. The facilities are good now because you've now moved. It's a lot bigger. And yeah, they're really good. Yeah, nothing wrong with the practical training at all.
Danny, having a previous experience in the electrical industry, what is the big plan for you after you finish your course and become qualified?
Maybe one day, because I live in London, just move out of London and just either work as an electrician or get a job in maybe the electrical maintenance side of things, or just work for myself. I've always wanted to work for myself. That's it, really. And use my qualification to, as everyone should do, to earn more money for themselves and better their life. That's my goal in the end of the day.
What would you say, Danny, to all those people out there who are thinking of retraining and joining the trade? What they will benefit?
You're never too old to learn a new trade. In the end of the day, I left school with nothing, no confidence. But since I've been doing this, I've proved to myself I can do it. So if you don't think you can do it, you can do it. You can do it. You read the books and they help you every step of the way, especially in the ATL. Yeah, so never, don't be frightened, do it. If you want to better yourself and get a qualification, I would definitely recommend to retrain. You're never too young. Like I said, I'm 38, so.
You sound wise, but not old, Danny. And we wish you best of luck when you finish your course and when you become fully qualified. Thank you very much for joining us today, Danny.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.